Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we are in election season. So if you have been following along regularly, and I know almost everybody who listens to this podcast listens to every episode, because all my episodes have almost identical download numbers. So I guess that's one of the benefits of them only being 5 minutes long. So anyway, I missed last episode because, dude, this schedule, well, first of all, I went camping. Yay me. And so that was great. So now I got to try to get caught back up, give you guys some extra episode. But then also when I got back to work, I thought, oh, this will be no problem. I'll be able to just knock out a couple episodes when I get home. And dude, I wound up working. I got mandated, worked well into the night. And then by the time I got home, it was just time to walk the dog and go to bed. So anyway, we're in election season now, and you have to be extremely careful with how you handle ballots and how you handle election mail in general. But specifically, I want to talk about the ballots. So our ballots are typically sent out as nonprofit mail. They may be a different class of mail. My station hasn't gotten them yet. They may be a different class of mail, but usually, to my recollection, they're nonprofit, and they have return service requested. So I think we've talked about these before, but ancillary service endorsements mean that that mail cannot go into the UBM, the undeliverable bulk business mail. You are absolutely not going to put people's ballots into the UBM to be shredded. That is madness. So that piece of mail, the way we're handling it here in Las Vegas, is if it's undeliverable, you will have to hand endorse the reason for non-delivery, and then it should go into your carrier endorsed rack. If your supervisor tells you to put it somewhere different, go ahead. But it should, what I remember from last year is that it just goes into the rack with the attempted not known, no such number, stuff like that. So, again, does not go into the UBM. We should make every effort to deliver those ballots. And good gravy, heaven forbid they get delayed. I know my station has suddenly started having these problems where not all the mail is being delivered every day. And that is a big issue. We are working up to the 11 and a half and 12 hour limits, and all the mail isn't going out. So hopefully that gets addressed soon. I'm not really sure how management's going to fix it, short of hiring more people. And I don't think that's going to happen until we get a new contract. So we shall see. So anyway, with your ballots, again, be very careful with them. Remember that people are watching, and the post office wants to give a very wide berth, stay away from any appearance of impropriety. So we want to make sure that nobody would think that we're trying to interfere with the election or tamper with the results or anything like that. So I'll tell you a story out of my station that happened a couple elections ago. There was a carrier who was putting mail in apartments in a big gang of boxes, and somebody comes up to him and they're like, hey man, if you have any extra ballots, can you put them in my box number 312 or whatever it was? And the carrier's like, oh, yeah, man, you got it. I'll give you all the extra ballots. And they laugh and you know, they both laugh. And then the guy goes on his way. Well, later on that day, there was a video up on YouTube with the caption that says, mailman agrees to commit voter fraud. And, you know, you watch the video and it's clear that the carrier and this guy are just joking around. But once you add that caption to it, now the post office has to answer these questions, and it was this mess, and it's best to just play it safe, guys. Be careful out there. Don't do anything that could potentially get you in trouble, could potentially look bad on the Postal Service, and assume you're always being recorded. I know I have that problem, like when I'm talking on the phone, I don't tell my supervisor, but sometimes I have my earbuds in when I'm delivering the mail, like all the time. And so I'll be talking on the phone, and I have to be careful because I'm walking from house to house, and I know that these houses have like video cameras and video doorbells and stuff like that. And I don't want to say anything that might be appropriate to say to my buddy, but isn't appropriate for general consumption. And so I really try to censor myself. And you're going to have to think that way as well, especially where the selection is concerned. You know how contentious it is. You know people are on edge and people are looking for any kind of mud they can sling. Don't give them that opportunity. Don't be that mud. Play it safe, guys. And if you have any questions about a particular piece of mail, make sure you ask your supervisor. Don't just guess. All right, that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.